You are listening to KLOI 102.9 LPFM, Radio Lopez Island, Washington.
This is Alex Riddell. Every year in February, Lopez Elementary School has a special three-day program called Discovery Days, when volunteers from the community come into the school in the morning for 3 days and offer workshops such as biking, cooking, and art, and many others.
The Radio Drama Group is pleased to offer you this dramatic reading of The Cat in the Hat by Dr. Seuss.
The sun did not shine. It was too wet to play. So we sat in the house on that cold, cold, wet day.
I sat there with Sally. We sat there, we two. And how I wish we had something to do.
Too wet to go out and too cold to play ball.
So we sat in the house and did nothing at all.
So all we could do was sit.
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 Sit. And we did not like it, not one little bit. Then something went bump. How the bump made us jump.
We looked, then we saw him stepping on the mat. We looked, and we saw him, the cat in the hat. And he said to us,
"Why do you sit there like that? I know it is wet, and the sun is not sunny, but we can have lots of good fun that is funny. On this wet and not sunny, terrible day, I know some very good games we could play. I know some new tricks, a lot of good tricks. I will show them to you. Your mother will not mind at all if I do."
Then Sally and I didn't know what to say. Our mother was out of the house for the day.
"No, no, make that cat go away. Tell that cat in the hat you do not want to play. He should not be here. He should not be about. He should not be here when your mother is out."
"No, now. Have no fear. Have no fear. My tricks are not bad. I'm the cat in the hat. Why, we can have lots of good fun if you wish with the game that I call Up, Up, Up with the Fish."
"Put me down. This is no fun at all. Put me down. I do not wish to fall."
"Have no fear. I'm the cat. I will not let you fall. I will hold you up high as I stand on a ball with a book on one hand and a cup on my hat. But that is not all I can do. I'll tell you that. Look at me. Look at me now with a cup and a cake on top of my hat. I can hold up two books. I can hold up the fish and a little toy ship and some milk on a dish. And look, I can hop up and down on the ball. But that is not all. Oh, no, that is not all. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me now. It is fun to have fun, but you have to know how. I can hold up the cup and the milk and the cake. I can hold up these books and the fish on a rake. I can hold the toy ship and a little toy man. And look, with my tail, I can hold a red fan. I can fan with the fan as I hop on the ball. But that is not all. Oh, no, that is not all."
That's what he said, but he fell on his head. He came down with a bump from up there on the ball. And Sally and I, we saw all the things fall. And our fish came down, too. He fell in a pot.
"Do I like this? Oh, no, I do not. This is not a good game,"
said our fish as he...
"No, I do not like it. Not one little bit. Now look what you did. Now look at this house. You silly old cat, look at this. Look at that. You sank our toy ship. You sank it deep in the cake. You shook up our house, and you bent our new rake. You should not be here. You, when our mother is not, you get out of this house. Well, I'm still safe in my pot."
"But I like to be here. Oh, I like it a lot. I will not go away. I do not wish to go. And so, I will show you another good game that I know."
And then he ran out. And then, fast as a fox, the cat in the hat came back in with a box. A big red wood box. It was shut with a hook.
"Now look at this trick. Take a look."
Then he got up on top with a tip of his hat.
"I call this game Fun in a Box. In this box are two things I will show to you now. You will like these two things right after I bow. I will pick up the hook. You will see something new. Two things, and I call them Thing 1 and Thing 2. These things will not bite you. They want to have fun."
Then out of the box came Thing 2 and Thing 1, and they ran to us fast.
"How do you do?
How do you do?
with Sing 1 and Sing 2.
And Sally and I didn't know what to do, so we had to shake hands with Sing 1 and Sing 2. We shook their two hands, but then our fish said,
"No, no, their fish should not be in this house. Make them go. They should not be here when your mother is not. Put them out. Put them out. Well, I'm still safe in my pot."
"Have no fear, little fish. Just trust this old cat. These things are good things."
And he gave them a pat.
"They are tame, oh so tame. They have come here to play. They will give you some fun on this wet, wet, wet day. Now here is a game that they like with the cat. They like to fly kites with the cat in the hat."
"No, not in the house. They should not fly kites in the house. They should not. All the things they will bump. All the things they will hit. Oh, I do not like it. Not one little bit."
Then Sally and I saw them run down the hall. We saw those two things bump their kites on the wall, down the wall and in the hall.
Thing two and thing one, they ran up, they ran down. On one string of one kite, we saw Mother's new gown. A gown with the dots that are pink, white, and red. Then we saw one kite bump on the head of a bed.
Then those things ran about with big bumps, jumps, and kicks. And we then with hops and big thumps and all kinds of bad tricks. And I said, "I do not like the way that they play. If Mother would see this, oh, what would she say?"
Then our fish said, "Look, look." And our fish shook with fear. "Your mother is on her way home. Do you hear? Oh, what would she do to us? What would she say? Oh, what, she would not like to find us this way.
So do something fast. Fast, do you hear? I saw her. Your mother is here. So as fast as you can, think of something to do. You'll have to get rid of thing one and thing two."
So as fast as I could, I went after my net. And I said, "With my net, I can get them, I bet. I bet with my net, I can get these things yet." Then I let down my net, and it came down with a plop. And I had them. At last, these things had to stop. Then I said to the cat, "Now you do as I say. You pick up these things and you take them away."
"Oh dear, you did not like our game. Oh dear, what a shame, what a shame, what a shame."
Then he shut up the things in the box with the hook, and the cat went away with a very sad kind of look.
"That is good. He has gone away. But your mother will come. She'll find a big mess. This mess is so big and so deep and so tall. We cannot pick it up. There is no way at all."
And then, who was back in the house? Why, the cat!
"Have no fear of this mess. I will always pick up my playthings. And so, I will show you another good trick that I know."
Then we saw him pick up the things that were down. He picked up the cake, and the rake, and the gown, and the milk, and the strings, and the book, and the dish!
And the fan, and the cup, and the ship, and the fish. And he put them away. Then he said,
"That is that."
And then he was done with the tip of his hat.
Then our mother came in, and she said to us too,
"Did you have any fun? Tell me, what did you do?"
And Sally and I didn't know what to say. Should we tell her what went on here today?
Should we tell her about it? Now what should we do? Well, what would you do
if your mother asked you?
The cast and production crew for this broadcast included
Sally, Kai Dubana, third grade.
Alex Shadell, fourth grade.
The Cat in the Hat, Reese Hamilton, fifth grade.
The Fish, Sarah Throning, fifth grade.
Thing One, Alex Shadell, fourth grade.
Thing Two, Reese Hamilton, fifth grade.
Mother, Kathy Booth, teacher.
The program was directed by Carol Steckler. Assistant directors were Kathy Booth and Al Lorenzen. Technician was Kathy Booth. Sound effects, Al Lorenzen, Kathy Booth, and cast.
Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed this story brought to you by Lopez Island Elementary School.